Coach, can you just talk about your balanced attack? You had 11 different guys that had at least one hit, and you had a lot of guys reach base too.
Yes, we did. We've got a large roster, but we jumped out and got a good lead today, and we were able to bring the rest of the group in, have them come play. And it's that way. Even in the regionals, where I was able to bring people in later on in the game, get hits in timely places, get some pitching out of some of the guys that weren't starters. You got a pretty good roster, and they came out and played well today.
Was it a little bit of nerves for Delaney there early in the game with the wildness? You guys got out of a couple of jams there.
I don't know if it's nerves. Maybe it was the ball, a little bit of the dampness on the ball. It was raining just a little bit. I don't know. He kind of struggled, but he did get us through a couple, you know, two, three innings there. So that was key. I think it was three innings.
Two and a third.
Yeah. He got us into the ball game. That's what we needed. We needed some experience. One of the older kids to take the mound and start us off, and he did that. He did a good job.
Chris, what pitch was it on the grand slam?
It's just a fastball inside, probably about belt high. That's it. I don't know. That's why I like him.
Talk about the experience of playing here.
I never thought I'd be here, actually. I mean, I thought maybe when we were in Little League we might have had a chance going there or, you know, all that, but I don't know. It doesn't seem real that we're here.
It still don't feel real.
Yeah, no.
Chance, can just talk about your day. You had to get on base, I think, four times. You walk three times. Is that kind of what you usually do?
I mean, I'm usually a guy that's kind of wait and see. If he's not gonna throw me strikes, I'm not gonna swing at it. If the umpire's gonna call balls, I'm gonna sit there. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna do what I can to get on base. And that's what happened today. I didn't swing the bat one time in the entire game. The only time that I halfway swung the bat was on the bunt. So, I mean, I did what I did, and that's just make him throw to me. If he's not gonna throw to me, I'm not gonna take it.
What do you guys think of the area so far?
From what I've seen, we like it up here. I mean, the people are definitely nice. It's been a well-run tournament so far. I mean, but the people are very, very nice. It's one of the first things I noticed. They're very helpful, and it's been a pleasure being up here.
How's the size of the field compared to what you guys see?
Way bigger. Yeah.
A lot.
It's a lot of territory to cover, but these guys can do it. The outfield can cover it.
Fences at home are way shorter. We got 316 center, 312 down the line, maybe, you know, nothing like this.
Do you think it helps when you have like a pitcher's mound that's carefully graded and everything? Do you think that helps?
Well, you don't have to struggle with a 6-inch hole out there. That's got to be a help, you know. And we've seen sometimes when the pitchers have struggled with the mound because of, you know, they don't treat the field properly. But we watched them fill these holes in out here. It's just a process that I've never even seen before. When they're mixing the clay in the water with a bucket, you know, it was pretty neat watching them last night. But not a complaint out of my staff so far on the mound.
What about the starting off with a day off? Does that help you or?
I thought it did. We got up here Friday. We were able to practice Saturday. And then, you know, the boys were off Sunday. They did. Last minute, we decided to do some batting practice just to keep our edge. But, you know, we were able to come out here and see the other teams play, see how they take the field, what they do. It helps you get acclimated and see what the process is. Plus, we got to, you know, see our competition, who we're going to play. There's a lot of good teams here, a lot of good players here. And we respect a lot of these teams. They're very, very good. We got to watch them play and... we're excited about being able to get on the same field with them.
And how tough was the East Regional? Because New Jersey has always been winning that ever since we've had the series here.
Well, we started out at 10 in the morning. We didn't get done till 5:30 at night, trying to wrap up the last day. So I didn't think it was easy. At times, the scores made it look that way, but most of the games, they were games till fourth, fifth, sixth inning, something like that, and then the boys would turn it on. But we started out with Freehold, and we felt that was the team to beat. And when we got past that, we realized we might be able to do this. So, you know, getting that out of the way was really key because we didn't have time to think about it for 3 days or whatever. and you know, we were able to play him right off the bat, and I figured we were either gonna go big or go home.
Right now, speaking of Freehold, you know, coming in, you didn't get the best draw in that regional coming in against the team that had won it, you know, three times or eight times in a row, 34 straight tournament wins in the East Regional. Now you come in here against Canada, a team that's not been perennially strong. How good is it to get that one game under your belt and that being a W?
Great, absolutely. I mean, I could go home. No, I'm just kidding. It's great to get a win under your belt in the World Series. I don't care who you're playing, but we got tough teams ahead of us. So it's great to get under our belt. We're happy. We're going to enjoy the afternoon. But we got Southwest tomorrow, and we figure they're going to be very, very tough. Very tough.
Right. At one point, I know we've talked about this confidence point where you feel like, okay, we've got this. Where were you guys at in relation to this game? Did you feel like, you know, you got a couple early, then they came back? What were you guys thinking in the early innings?
Honestly, I don't think there's one point in the game where we just completely stop. We're like, all right, we can coast through now. We're in this to do one thing, and that's win. And we're not. It doesn't matter about how many points or runs. Just
who's pitching.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Doesn't matter. We're in it to do one thing, and that's pretty much do our best. And if we win, we win. If we lose, we're gonna come back the next day, and we're gonna try even harder.
Now, on your home run, I mean, you know, put the icing on the cake. Dad's here watching, a lot of fathers and sons here. What are you thinking about? What do you think was going through your dad's mind when you got a hold of that ball?
What he ate this morning?
Yeah, probably what I ate. I don't know. I don't know what goes to dad's head. I guess.
When you came around third, did you see him there? Or?
I knew they were sitting there and probably videotaping, but I didn't look over and see him, but I guess he was proud of me.
We were all proud of him, that's for sure. I understand he got it on tape, so he's likely to be seeing that all winter.
As players, have you taken the time to think of, you know, our PA announcers made several announcements talking about the kids who've gone on to play professionally. Has that kind of, I mean, like Jared Jurgen from the Atlanta Braves,
right.
He pitched here. Dominic Brown, who was called up to the Phillies. I mean, is that...
It's definitely a motivator.
Yeah,
sure.
I think it goes through every kid's head when they get here. Like, how many people that are MLB played here and that, I don't know, that one of the kids you play with might be going there someday. Yeah.
Is that going through the back of your mind, too, when you play in the corner, you know? That.
Like the Aruba kids, I'm pretty sure that one of them will probably go, a couple of them probably get pro, so.
But
if we get to play against them, I'm going to be so excited just to have the honor to play against kids like that.
But if you think about it, how many of them do you think are thinking the same thing about us now?
I don't know. Maybe a lot.
Well, there is at least a scout here, one scout. Am I correct?
We do get a handful of scouts.
Yeah.
And usually they're here for the Latin American kids because they can be signed when they're 16.
Well, the great thing is we're here too, so they might see a couple of our kids too.
They take a look. Yeah. You know, they probably put something in the back of their head.
Chance and Chris, so what's better, winning two state high school championships in a row, or being here and winning this?
Probably being here. Yeah.
You know I'm going to tell Coach Temme about that.
I think he'd agree too, because he tested me.
The same thing.
Yeah, he'd agree.
Definitely being here.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Good luck the rest of them.
Thank you. I know, right?